out here. I mean, the pandemic for this season's over, basically. It's over.
Yeah, and many of them are not working. We spent $1 billion more to give to the Chinese on a bunch of tests, and many of them are failing based on the temperature in which they are arriving. It's all just one colossal disaster after another. Sanity has to win, right? That's what we're fighting for every day.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Your dog is part of the family. At Rough Greens, we know that dogs need live nutrition just like we do. There's just one problem. For dog food to last, it needs to be shelf stable, and that means it has no live nutrients. The result is your dog's food is dead food. Sometimes itching and scratching, lack of energy, digestive issues, they're not medical issues at all, but more likely they're nutritional deficiencies from eating dead food. The good news is you don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Simply add a scoop of Rough Greens and make even the best dog food better. Rough Greens is a powerful supplement that puts into your dog's food all the live nutrients they need for superior health with a flavor that'll have them licking the bottom of the bowl. We're so confident your dog will love Rough Greens that we're going to let him try it before you buy it. Free. Just cover the shipping. Get your free bag of Rough Greens today at RUFFGreens.com. That's RUFFGreens.com. Bring your dog's food to life with Rough Greens.
Hi, it's Larry Elder, and I want to talk to you about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been telling you about it for years on radio and television. Why? Because I believe in it. I use it. My friends use it, and hundreds of thousands of others out there have tried it. About 70% of those people go on to order more. They find that Relief Factor works to help their bodies fight inflammation and eliminate their pain. Take Mark in Texas, for example. He'd been dealing with pain in his right shoulder for months, almost constantly, when he decided to give Relief Factor a try. Within 2 weeks of taking it every day, the pain in his shoulder faded away and completely disappeared. There are so many people out there whose experiences with Relief Factor are just like Mark's. What about you? Might your pain be the next to go away with Relief Factor? Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. French President Emmanuel Macron says Russian President Vladimir Putin told him that Moscow would not further escalate the Ukraine crisis. Macron also said it would take time to find a diplomatic solution to the rising tensions. But the Kremlin has denied reports that he and Putin actually struck a deal during talks Monday on de-escalating the situation. President Biden's top science advisor resigning after mistreating administration colleagues. More from Greg Cluxton.
Dr. Eric Landers submitted his resignation after the White House faced intense questioning about his employment. An internal review found that he bullied and disrespected staff, but the White House decided to keep him on the job even though President Biden had laid out a zero-tolerance policy for such behavior. In his resignation letter, Landers said he never intended to cause hurt and that it was his fault and his responsibility. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, a leading drug maker's earnings skyrocketed in the closing months of 2021.
COVID-19 vaccine sales boosting Pfizer's earnings well past fourth quarter expectations, although the drug maker has set a lower than expected bar for this year. Pfizer's annual forecasts for both earnings and revenue fall short of analyst expectations, even as the drug maker expects another robust year of sales from its vaccine and its new coronavirus treatment.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says Pfizer's two-shot COVID vaccine brought in almost $37 billion in revenue in 2021. The U.S. trade deficit soared to a record $8,859.1 billion. As American consumers splurged on foreign-made electronics, toys, and clothing, the trade gap surging 27% last year. The Dow up 224 points, the NASDAQ ahead 88. More at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship. Taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The first of hundreds of thousands of free COVID-19 rapid tests ordered by Nevada are available at several Las Vegas sites now. State officials say the rapid antigen tests are now available in Clark County at the offices of Aid for AIDS Nevada, Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, and the State Division of Welfare and Supportive Services. The Nevada Health Response website, nvhealthresponse.nv.gov, will list more sites as they become available. Now, it said money can't buy love, but it can buy you the Love Ranch. The Pahrump brothel, formerly owned by Dennis Hoff, who died in October of 2018, the list price for the 10,500 square foot property includes 15 master suites, is $1.2 million cash. Well, speaking of cash, Cash Carlin has taken the Boy Scout motto to a whole new level. The 17-year-old Palo Verde High School senior recently earned his 138th Boy Scout merit badge. That's the most which can be earned. It's done by less than 600 scouts out of 2.5 million.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
As we check out our freeways right now with our studio traffic cams, moderate flows as you look at the Southern Beltway down there, westbound at the airport connector, eastbound at St. Rose. And you're bumper-to-bumper through the Spaghetti Bowl in the 515 both directions between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Tuesday, February 8th, and good to have you with us. Yesterday on the program, I brought you the story about Nevada being one of nine states that are kind of holding out on indoor mask mandates. And it got me to thinking. People I talk to are all over the map on this thing. I thought originally that most people would say, oh, the mask mandates are good and they're right and they're keeping us safe and we're dealing with the science, not the politics. But the more I talk to people, even the guy on the other side of the glass, Gentleman Jim Dallas, even Jim, has a different opinion than probably I do and maybe you do, don't know. We'll find out here in a minute. But the fact is, a lot of people disagree. There is, I think the vast majority want to be free. I think most of us want to be free of the mask mandate. There are some people, I know some seniors, I know some people that have had the disease and were seriously ill with the disease, that feel differently. They just disagree with people like me. And I'll tell you where I am on this. And by the way, the other states that are still out there, along with Nevada, California, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, and Washington. I'm going to open up our phone lines. It's something we hardly ever do. We always begin with a guest, but I wanted to do something a little different because this is too darn important. And I want to find a cross section. I want to see if there is consensus out there on anything relative to COVID. Should we, for instance, have an indoor mask mandate? When you walk into a restaurant, and until you are seated, and until you are consuming beverages or food, you need to be wearing a mask here in Nevada. That's not the way it is across most of the country. I'm going to give you the phone number right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Is it finally time to free up Nevada and the rest of America, these nine states? Do we need to give America its freedom? Now, if you've been watching cable news over the last, I don't know, day or so, more states are looking to possibly end their mask mandate indoors. And by the way, Vice President Harris's husband had to be ushered off the stage at a D.C. high school due to a bomb threat. We'll keep you apprised of that. But the bottom line is, I happen to think if you want to wear a mask indoors, be my guest. But don't force me to do something that I think doesn't work. And I just don't believe it works. It's the same way as the vaccine. I am fully vaccinated with Pfizer. I had COVID on June 8th of 2020. And I had it again, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 weeks ago. In both cases, symptoms were mild or non-existent. But it shows you that even with the vaccine, I ended up getting Omicron. But I want to find out if you think it's finally time to set America free. And that goes for you, Governor Sisolak, because you're one of the people that's going to have to act if this is going to happen. My guess is it will happen sooner rather than later. He's running for re-election. I get that. But it's time to set America free. I want to bring in my buddy, gentleman Jim Dallas. He is give us your history with this.
Well, it looks like I got the COVID virus right after you did. It was in June of 2020, and I didn't really feel that bad. Didn't even notice the symptoms really, but everybody around the building seemed to have it.
Yeah, we had like 6 or 7, I think, at one time.
Exactly. So it was highly encouraged by the powers to be here at the radio station that people go and get tested. So I did, and they got back to me at a very, very late date afterwards. I mean, it was over a month after, and it's supposed to be, 2 weeks or whatever. But by the time they informed me, the mild symptoms that I had... The biggest thing that I experienced with COVID, Kevin, was kind of a phantom smell. I would get into my car, and it would smell like burnt plastic or something.
Yeah,
it was just kind of a phantom smell, and to test myself before I had the test, I said, oh, good, let me try to smell this whiskey bottle over here. Just sniff it. I'm not going to drink it. I'm just going to sniff it. Couldn't smell it.
You really couldn't.
So, yeah. So that tells me that I had it. But that was all the way back, in June, July, late June of 2020. Now, I don't know if I had the Omicron or not. If I did, I had sniffles for maybe a day or two, and that was it. So I... Like Wayne Allyn Root, take a lot of vitamins. I take my vitamin D3. I take my vitamin C. I do take a multivitamin and some fish oil. And that's basically my regimen. And I'm not a young man, but, knock wood. Maybe my type O blood helps in this situation.
Yeah. The big question is, I hope we're not going to be the last of these 9 states to give up the ghost on this thing. I mean, I don't. I have heard nothing from Carson City. I've heard nothing from the governor. There are no rumblings out there that the masks are coming off. I pray that they are, but I just don't think it's. At least so far, I have not heard of it.
But you hear the. Basically, the political left in this country, they talk about science. You got to follow the science. Well, what we've been doing is following the numbers, and that's the data which is available. And what I have seen, or the numbers that I've heard from various sources, is that states that don't have the mask mandate have, if not the same, or they have less of an infection level than the states that have the masks. Now, again, if you go back and you trust Fauci in the beginning of this, remember he said, masks don't do any good. You're better off to, double mask. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He said, you don't need a mask. Then he said, you need to double mask. So he was all over the place, and he basically lost a lot of people in credibility with that right there by flip-flopping all over the place. He's supposed to be the expert in this whole thing. So, in fact,
Fox caught him and somebody else, one of the other scientists, And the other scientist had double masking, okay, and Fauci had no mask testifying before Congress. It just made no sense whatsoever. The hypocrisy was just appalling.
And remember, he was at the baseball game with a couple of other people. They were not social distancing, and they didn't have their masks on, if you recall that.
And this was right in the middle.
2020.
Yeah. I mean, this was at the height of probably Delta, but of the original COVID-19. This was at the very, very beginning, at its worst. And that's why the hypocrisy is just incredible. Is it finally time to unmask America? And I'm talking about in schools. I'm talking about at sporting events. A lot of folks, you know, might have wanted to go see Raiders games, but couldn't.
Yeah, I'm one of them. My team, who is in the Super Bowl in less than a week, the Cincinnati Bengals, they came to town, they handled business, and they moved on to the Super Bowl. But I kind of wanted to go to that game, but, you know, my status, I'm being held back. There is definitely two Americas that it doesn't have to be. And you can see what's going on up in Canada, Kevin, where people are tired of this. They're tired of the masks. They're tired of the vaccine mandates. It's been 2 years. Enough already is what a lot of people are saying. And that's why people even in Australia and New Zealand are taking notice of what's going on here. We're seeing more civil disobedience. And Justin Trudeau's behavior through all this is really it's very disappointing, if not worse.
I agree. When we come back, and by the way, we will get to your calls. If you want to speak up, it is I contend it's finally time to unmask America. We'll see what you think. What has been surprising to me is that there is a difference of opinion. There are some people out there, and by the way, if you are someone that says no, leave the masks on, let our producer gentleman Jim Dallas know, and we'll get you to the front of the line, because I want to hear from people that don't want to be free. To me, I want to be free. Here's the phone number: 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Back in the day, I took hearing for granted. I heard everything, but as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not quite understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-4255.
702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, Wayne Allen Root sits down with the former president, Donald J. Trump. They begin just after 3 o'clock right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Let's go to your phone calls. Lottie holding very patiently. We thank you for that. You want to join us, want to be a part of the program, you're welcome to do so. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
Good, man.
Hey, one quick thing with these mask mandates, long overdue that they're done away with, especially for the kids. You know, I happened to attend a concert this year for my son, and they had to wear a mask the whole time they sang.
Really?
I mean, yeah. They have another one coming up. I've been trying to get them to stop this BS because it's a choir concert. And they're breathing in straight CO2, polluted CO2. And they don't want to get rid of these masks after school. And Sisolak is nowhere to be found. And also, Mayor Goodman, I'm going to put out a recall pretty quick if she doesn't speak up and do away with it herself.
My question is, there are 9 states that still have indoor mask mandates. And my question is it time? Well, first of all, are we going to be the last standing state? I mean, are we going to be the last state to give up on the masks? What do you think?
Oh God, I this is ridiculous. This can't keep going on. We've been lied to just from the beginning. You were hit with the Fauci fake flu, which was the SARS COVID. You were then lied to and were given the death jab, which just was the COVID was a Trojan horse just to get the COVID jab implemented. Then they told you, oh, you'll be able to go to wherever you want. You won't have to wear your mask again. They lied to you again, locked you down for how many months, and then now they're boosting, and now they're finding out all the stuff that's in it, you know, and it's not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon that was made by Fauci and Peter Daszak in the lab, manipulated. The bioweapon is the spike protein. So you got the virus that had some of the spike protein in it, But when you got the death jab, you got a whole bunch more.
Yeah. Hey, Brady, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, we have just freed up a line at 844-